Oh, hi there. So maybe we've met. Maybe we haven't. But that's not really important right now. The point is, you clicked on this with a purpose in mind. And I could try and hint at vague reasons why you're here. But I think it'd be a lot more fun if we were just honest with each other. Don't you think that's better than, well, beating around the bush? You see, although I do like to tease and tease and tease, it sometimes gets out of hand. And well, that makes things hard. For me. And for you. I think it's time to give you a break. And I know just how we're going to do it. I want you to do some things for me. And I have a feeling you won't mind. I promise that if you do, it'll be more than worth it. You're gonna have to trust me on this one. But I'm not the kind of girl to let you down. Help me help you. You see, for this kind of break, I'm gonna need you to relax, unwind, and loosen up a little. You can do that for me, right? Just feel your entire body relax. Or are you feeling tense anywhere? You do have to tell me, you know. This is a team effort. You just help me identify those points of tension, and we'll get a firm grip on the problem. I think this will be a good exercise to release some stress. But, like I said, I need you to help me help you. Because as much as I would love to give you a hand, you're gonna have to move your own on that point of tension. And, well, do I have to spell it out for you? Obviously, I'm talking about what's in between your thighs. I know something's been staring down there. You've been wanting to feel yourself ever since you pressed play. You want me to stop being coy? I can stop, maybe. Why don't you get it out for me, and we'll see what happens. I do hope you're doing your part of the exercise. Exposing the point of tension is essential in letting it go. Okay, fine. I'll say it. Truth is, I've been trying not to. But I do. I really, really want you to stroke your cock for me. You don't know how much I have been wanting to say that, and I've got a lot more to say than just that. But, like all good things, we have to take it slow. Baby steps. We're going to fully focus on the sensations. So I want you to start by closing your eyes for me. Let my voice drag you deeper into your own little world. I want you to start by fondling your balls. Tease yourself a little and get yourself even harder for me. I want your cock to twitch. That's it. Isn't this relaxing? Now place your palm on the base of your cock and circle the base of your shaft with your thumb. Massaging is very important for relaxation, so I need you to gently massage that cock of yours for me. Gradually start moving up and down your length, working your way up to the head until you find your rhythm with those sensual long strokes. Just take your time. We're not in any hurry. At least, I'm not. I intend to bring you as close as you can get to the edge, over and over and over. It's a lot more fun to keep you guessing. And right when you think there's no end in sight, that's when I'll tip you over the edge. But to get you there first, we should speed things up a bit. Not too much, though. Not yet. What I like best is imagining how you're slowly getting more and more worked up for me. Why don't you twist your hand a little when you get to the tip? That's how I'd want my tongue to swirl around you when I'm taking you with my mouth, in the sloppiest way possible. After all, there's no fun in keeping things clean. I wouldn't hold back at all, but I'm pretty sure you wouldn't mind, would you? Are you picturing me now, as you stroke your cock for me? I'm sure you're fantasizing about me crawling between your legs, resting my lips against your cock, right below the tip. I'd kiss it, and then I'd put my hand over yours and trace the outline of your cock with my lips. Every now and then, my tongue would playfully lick, as if to invite the rest of you inside. Are you still stroking for me, baby? I hope you are. That's why I made this, you know. So you can listen and jerk that cock up and down for me. Like that. Just like that. Grip your cock a little tighter for me. That feels good, right? I know it does, but don't get ahead of yourself just yet. It feels good to come, but it'll feel even better if you come for me. Do you think you can do that? Hold on for me. Please? I promise you it'll be good, because I have more for you. I'd kiss your cock along its length, from the base all the way up to the tip. And then I'd look up sweetly at you, with your cock in my hands, giving you an innocent but naughty look with my eyes. Without breaking eye contact, the seam of my lips would open, parted by the head of your cock. I'd get to feel you growing bigger and hotter inside my mouth, your pleasure evident by the way you grip me. Do you like the idea of that, baby? I think you do. Are you already stroking faster? I want you to. I would take your cock deeper inside of my mouth. I'd twirl my tongue around until I found your favorite spots, the ones that get a really good reaction out of you. I want to find the places that make you twitch, make you shudder. I want to taste your pre-cum as you struggle to stay in place, writhing and squirming because of what I do to you. I wouldn't forget about your balls, of course, and I hope you're not either. Keep groping them for me. And as much as I love sucking your cock, I would want to get you off with my voice. I know you like my voice. It's one of my sexiest features. There's an itch that you can't quite get, and my voice does that for you, doesn't it? I know, baby. I want to see how you do it. I want you to show me how you tease and play with yourself until you explode for me. See how good it feels? I'm so close, yet so far away. Moments ago, I was drooling all over your cock, and now I'm not even an inch away, and you can still feel my breath on you. I want to see what kind of faces you make as you get closer and closer to the edge for me. Every lip bite and look you give me as I gaze hungrily at you just makes me want to push you even further. Hold on for me. It's about to get much harder. Think of how great it'll feel to come all over my face. Because that's where I want you to blow that big, hot load. Is that turning you on? Because just the thought of it is turning me on so much. I want you to mark me as yours with your cum. Rub your cock and get ready to squeeze out all your cum for me, baby. Pump that hand up and down as you listen to me beg for it. Feel the way your hands wrap and curl around your shaft, twisting once you get to the head. Your balls begin to tighten as you inch ever closer to that target, but you're greedy. You think you can do that? I dare you. Try lasting much longer. I want to make it almost impossible for you. Stroke as fast as you can for me, as I count from 10 all the way down to 1. Can you hold on? 10. It's easy now, sure. But don't get too confident. And don't you dare cheat. You know I'll know. 9. Now I'm just imagining you sitting there, jerking your cock desperately. 8. Isn't it tempting to just give in? Oh, I know you want to. 7. But wouldn't it feel oh so much better if you just held on a little longer? 6. You're getting closer, baby. 5. It doesn't even matter what I say anymore, does it? 4. I still enjoy teasing you, though. 3. But I can only do that to my baby so much before I, too, just have to give in. 2. Giving in just feels so good. 1. So why don't you? That's it, baby. You've got it. Don't lose that feeling. Grab hold of your cock and think of covering me in your thick, creamy cum. I want to feel it ooze and run down my lips, dribble down the side of my chin as you pump out even more of your cum. I need every last bit of it, baby. Coat my pretty little mouth and smear all that hot cum on my lips with the head of your cock. Fuck. Yes. Just like that. There you go. That's it. Yes. Come for me. Come just for me. There we go. Oh God, baby, that's so good. I love that you come so hard for me. Every time. You really gave me everything. Maybe next time I'll give you everything. I made it more than a little challenging, but you made it like a brave little soldier. Well, it might have been a little exhausting, but I think we got rid of any points of tension, didn't we? If you ever need my skills again, you know where to look for this.